So, Jason, our listener, has some promising exchanges with a potential partner until she did something and he's going to need some explanation for. Let's get to group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys, need your take on something. I know you have a lot of female listeners, so maybe they can help here.
That's right.
Ladies, gather around.
Listen, don't get me into trouble. Gather around, ladies. We're all going to chat.
By the way, CeCe's like knitting needles. Ben has been binge-watching The Testaments or Handmaid's Tale. Victoria's like Kelly with the Troy drama. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did kind of talk about the fact that I had a lot of anxiety around this time of the relationship.
Yes.
Anyway, we digress.
Right.
So I met a girl at a park recently. We chatted for almost an hour. We exchanged numbers, several lengthy texts over the past week.
Nice.
We didn't really connect this past weekend, so I texted her asking how her weekend was.
Mm-hmm.
She immediately got back to me saying I should attend this event with her coming up where mm-hmm. they serve drinks in small bites.
Okay.
Me, thinking this is kind of a date,
all right,
suggested we grab food after. She said sure.
Okay, things are looking great.
Then she dropped the F-bomb.
Oh.
I was going to explore this by myself, but it's always nice to go with a friend.
Oh, wait. Hang on.
I'm interpreting this as a preemptive, I only see you as friend material at best.
Oh, okay. He's okay. Gotcha.
So here I am thinking maybe this is a date. So I'm almost thinking of breaking it off with her completely as I'm looking for something more and would rather not waste anyone's time. But before I close the book on this one, I'd like to hear your thoughts as to whether I'm correctly reading the situation, as in I have been friend zoned.
I think she's still trying to figure that out too.
She could be. Like, it's really early.
Yeah.
Like, you've had some interactions on text. Sounds like that this is going to really be the first time that you're meeting up outside of the first time you met.
Right. It did kind of feel like that.
She could have said go with someone mm-hmm. instead of a friend.
Yeah. And
there is
and
that.
You know what? You never know. Like, people aren't always perfect in what they say.
Right.
Like, maybe she said that and then was like, oh, maybe I just shouldn't. Maybe that came off too weird. But she didn't want to explain it because then she didn't want to seem like she was overanalyzing it herself.
Right. She didn't want to, like, come off as being too eager either.
Right.
So I'm sure she's just feeling it out too.
Yeah, like, I was going to say,
we just go and just see how things transpire.
Right, right.
And then read the cues in person with how she's acting. Is she being flirty?
I get that there can be a lot of confusing conversation early on.
Sure.
Where you're trying to, like, just figure out what the other person means.
Yes.
What their intentions are.
Right. Why are we interacting?
Right.
Do you see, like, you want to try to date me?
Yeah. Is there an attraction? Has that cross mm-hmm. here somewhere? So that's our take on that one.
Yeah. I would not just, like, not go because you're automatically jumping to conclusions that she's only ever going to see you as a friend. Like, you have to have some more in-person interactions together.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Read the physical cues.
Okay. All right. So if you have a comment on this, 502-795-1997.
Because a lot of times things can start in the friend zone.
Yeah.
And develop and blossom into other things. Mm-hmm. Once you spend more time together, get to know each other more. Like, maybe initially she wasn't thinking, oh, this is someone I totally, absolutely
right
want to date.
Yeah.
But maybe she's got potential.
Like
maybe.
I said, I think she's probably trying to figure it out too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So good luck. Like I said, if you want to expand on this, 502-795-1997, maybe
everyone's saying you need to go. Maybe you landed in the friend zone. Maybe not.
Yeah, but why?
Maybe it's a friends with benefits zone.
Well,
why
wouldn't it be a bad thing to just have a friend?
Well, exactly. But he also says maybe it's the start of his friend zone. We're married with 2.5 kids, a dog, and a picket fence zone.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know. All right. 502-795-1997. What's your take on this? Do you have a story about something like this where you were friend zoned and then you erupted from the friend zone.
Ashley says, give it more time. My husband and I were good friends for 3 years before we actually came around to each other.
There you go. So Jason thinks he's been friend zoned because of a promising interaction that he's had with a person, got invited to maybe attend a little soiree get together that had
a little event.
Yeah, a little event that had some dinner and or drinks and small bites. But she said, it's always nice to go with a friend.
Yeah, she was like, I was going to go explore this by myself, but it's nice to go with a friend.
So now
he's like, he's hanging on the word friend, and he's all like, oh, do I have no chance? Should I even go? And I think we're all saying yes, except for Alex rolls in on text. I'm sorry for his loss, but he definitely got friend zoned. Sincerely, a seventh grader. Ouch. But everybody else,
there's
saying, there's sometimes the best relationships start in the friend zone and then develop. I'm sure she may be trying to figure it out too.
Right.
Might have said that to protect her own heart, didn't want to seem too eager, wasn't sure, how to read you yet.
Sure.
Like, you got to spend more time in each other's presence.
Cece says
flirting
on text, as the kids say, bro, you just met her like yesterday. You should go check the vibe. Yes. I think that's the thing. There are plenty of people also that are like, hey, I friend zoned a guy for 3 years. Now we've got two cats and two kids.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
See, yes. And most women are taught the best romances and relationships are built on a foundation of friendship. Yes. Maybe lay that groundwork first.
Mm-hmm.
See what grows out of that.
Yeah, Renee texted, someone that I know only wanted friendship at first, but then saw something more, stayed with her friend until developing feelings. Now they've been together for 8 years. So sometimes the magic isn't exactly in the beginning. You have to kind of be patient if you want it. So that's very good.
And the point is, she said yes
mm-hmm.
to you going with her.
True. Andrew, like, the love doctor.
She could have said no.
Not a real doctor, but sent a voice note.
Oh, my God, people. It's not that difficult. Why are we making things so hard? Just go.
Yeah.
Just go. If you're friend zoned, you'll know it.
Right. Right.
And after the interaction, if you don't get the cues like Kelly was talking about and like you both were referring to, because you're both correct, then just ask her.
Yes.
Have a conversation.
Yeah.
Just ask. People are afraid to ask the tough questions. Because they're afraid of the answers. But I'd rather know now than 2 months from now.
Sure.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're, like, hanging out more, but this is literally, like, the second time he's going to hang out with her in person since meeting her for the first time.
Yeah, and I think
they've just been texting.
Like, she's trying to figure it out, too.
Sure.
So, like, what if she would have said, what was her line? It was, I was going to explore this by myself, but it's always nice to go with a potential husband.
That's a little presumptuous. She's not going to say that.
Right!
She could have said, go with someone.
True.
That was that's where I get, friend felt like an aggressive term. But again, you're not going to know that. She may not have been putting as much weight in that word as maybe you are.
Yeah, Hunter said, I was friend zoned by my now husband of 2.5 years, now been together 10 years. See, it works.
See,
I think friends are fine.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so do it.
Yeah, Lindsay is like, maybe she's using the term friend loosely.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to say it's better to bring a boyfriend.
Right. Right.
Yes, that's too presumptuous, too. So just, I wish that I knew, like, where they were going, so I could just go lurk in the background and just watch.
Oh.
Is that weird of me?
Yes.
I just want to be a fly on the wall and just watch the interaction. And then I feel like I could judge more. I could, like, see.
What if you're emceeing their event?
Ooh.
What if you're actually an MC for their event and you don't know?
I mean, I'm not, but that would be great.
All right. Anyways, all we're saying, Jason, is don't read too much into that and roll into it.
Just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Don't be like trying to overanalyze every single thing she's saying either.
True.
Just like, I think you're going to understand. You're going to feel it if she's flirty and if you're getting some vibes that she might be interested.
Take that. Use it.
Also, let us know so we can be lurking in the background.
That's right. All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.